Welcome to the Trifecta, a horse racing podcast, currently featuring picks and analysis for Gulfstream Park by Mike from MHJ Picks. All right, let's get into today's picks for January 14th at Gulfstream Park, race number one. We've got a maiden claiming on the turf. So all races today, I'm assuming fast and firm. We'll see what the weather conditions are and if that holds up, but I'm going to handicap for fast and firm. If off turf or anything like that happens, then I would tread very lightly here on the picks. So race number one. First choice is going to be number five, Suspicious Minds, a first-time starter for Clement and Saez. Clement is 28% with first-time starters. Debut maiden claimers are not necessarily his thing, but this horse is at a lemon drop kid. Definitely has the turf pedigree. Tomlinson looks pretty good. This horse is a solid choice. Number five, Suspicious Minds. Number one, Suge. Is a fourth-time starter, improving buyer figure, so you like to see that. We get Tyler Gaffalione, second off since originally debuting in November of 19, ran in January of 20, then was off for almost a year, and ran a good second-place effort last time. So looking for another improvement here on number one, Suge. Go all the way to the outside. Well, almost all the way to the outside for my third choice, number eight, May I. Juan Avila training, Junior Alvarado riding. This horse is coming off of a layoff, but Avila is 21% off of layups of this type. Going special weight to claiming, 25%. Biggest drop in the game, as you know. This horse has run once at the distance. Didn't do too well in the opener. But it's had some time since then to get better. Looking on to race number two. 6.5 furlong claiming race. 6.5 furlong. It's not a distance you see too often. But we've got it here today. Number five, Divine Martha, looks like the horse to beat. William Theranos, Irad Ortiz in the mount. So first off the claim, not the best angle for the trainer, but the buyers here look considerably better than most of the field. This one is on dirt. This horse has run turf and dirt in the past. Number six, Freezer Burn, is another likely logical here, though the last race only ran about a half of a race. Before that, just kind of chased around. But before that, was a three-time favorite, winning one of those races, a special weight company. So this horse does have some talent, just doesn't always seem to put it together, but I'll have him as my second choice. And number one, Awesome Anne Marie, will be the first choice. This horse has some good late speed, so could make a nice late run here in the second. Race number three. Top choice is going to be the three-horse trade deal. Again, Irad Ortiz on the mount. We have Wesley Ward. This horse has speed figures that are look to be, on average, about 10 points higher than the other folks racing today. If you look at recent races, a couple of the other ones, you know, have some efforts in the range a little bit further back. Second choice, number two, Take Profit, off the Bullet Work. Horse ran in Stakes Company and did not run well after the maiden special win at Aqueduct, but does return off that Bullet Work for Jeremiah O'Dwyer, looking for the first win here at Gulfstream of the meet. Looking on to number six, which is one of the two horses that has a buyer somewhat close to my top choice, but number six, Scarlet Sky, off of a stakes race where it was actually bet pretty heavy, down to 3-1 in that race. Just couldn't get anything done, ran fourth in field of 9. Prior to that, had not missed the exacta. So, you know, Scarlet Sky is a talented horse. You know, all these are getting first-time LASIK, so something to look at. Number 5 is also one Kitten's First Love to give a good look at from Mike Maker, Jose Ortiz. Race number 4, 5 furlong on the turf claiming race. I'm going to go with a torpedo play here on top. Number 7, Burning Through Gold, 10-1 warning line. Doubt you'll see 10-1 at the tote, but you never know. This horse has run against a lot of good horses, has run a lot of big races, dropping down in class here, has pretty good speed, although the last race was not a good effort. This horse has never raced turf. That's another thing to look at. However, does have a little pedigree that could be, you know, interesting on the turf. Has been entered in a couple of turf races that got knocked off, so he could have been main track only in those races. But they're going to give him a shot here on the turf, unless they're hoping for rain and they scratch him if it actually goes turf. So that is a possibility as well. Consider if this one scratches off to keep him up in the choices. Next choices, I'm going to go with number 3, Monte Ney, Kelly Breen. First off the claim, 32%. Because Paco Lopez on the mount. This horse ran second last out and was claimed by Breen, bumping him up a little bit here. Primed to make a nice effort. From there, I like number 1, Putman. Trainer is only a 3% trainer in 72 starts. However, this horse is off the maiden win with Luis Saez returning on the mount. So that's something to look at. Then you could go a little bit further here to number 2, Smoke Alarm. Edgar Prado, second off a long layoff. This horse won last out, got the maiden win, and now bumping up. Race number 5. 6 furlong, maiden $16,000. My top choice is going to be number 3, Gaga Ooh La La. Anna Varsi is the trainer, not a high percentage trainer. The horse was not bet at all. First time out, 36-1 and ran second. So could improve off of that effort. Could also flop, but looking at the last buyer, that was the best of the group. So based off of that, is my top choice billing. Number 5, R. Tenderoni. Georgina Baxter, this horse ran on the slop last time out, ran third at Tampa, 11 horse field. Didn't quite get the late kick they thought this horse would have, but that could change here once we're back on firm footing. Number 10 is a first-time starter, Armando de la Cerda, Luis Saez, 14% on first-time starters, 17% debut maiden claimers. Out of Animal Kingdom, this horse, you know, has a decent Tomlinson, especially compared to the group. Could definitely make an impact first out. Another one to look at is number 1, Ellie Riasi, I don't know. Too late in the day to pronounce his name properly, but it looks like Ellie Riasi. Safi Joseph, Tyler Gaffleon, good combination. Blinkers going on. Second start, 18%. Blinkers going on are 24%. So looking for an improvement here for number 1. Race number 6, top choice is going to be number 7 in this 5 furlong turf dash. Number 7 is Colonel Tom, coming off of a win. Has 5 wins at the trip. Has a solid horse, being trained by Brittany Russell here, looking to make a name for herself here at Gulfstream. 24% with last out winners. Just figures, has run against a lot of good horses, has run against many of these horses. Colonel Tom will be my top choice. Number 4, Apache Brave will be my second choice. Has a couple, the only workouts they've had posted for this horse are both bullets did run fourth last out against Colonel Tom as the favorite. So the class, may be a little too much for this horse, who ran mostly elsewhere since July. Ran the summer meet here. This may be a little too deep of water, but I think Apache Brave is definitely still worth consideration in this race, as is number three, Grand Malbec. This horse, seven-time winner at the trip, is a fighter, one of those horses that's always going to give you a good effort. Ran six last time out against some of these, was checked pretty hard. Maybe without that would have had a little bit better effort. So it's one that I always consider, just because I know this horse, and this horse puts in some great efforts. Going on to race number seven, allowance optional claimer. Number three, Don't Get Cozy, is the logical off claiming crown Glass Slippers second place finish to Decente, who had a nice race here the other day as the next out winner. Running back to that race, horse would have no problem here getting things done in this group. Second choice is going to be Dizzy. Number five, Juan Alvarado and Jose Alvarado, or Junior Alvarado, sorry. I don't think this horse is good enough, but if there's any faltering by my top choice, this would be a good value play underneath, and really could just be a good play underneath in general. Is a horse that has been in the show position 9 out of 20 races, has placed 3 times and won 1. So this horse is always around the money, definitely one you want to have underneath. Number three is my, number two, Miss Pepina, is my third choice here. This horse has Luis Saez, Todd Pletcher, disappointed as the favorite last time out and the time out before that. Before that, ran in a grade three. Was trounced in that race by a horse named Frank's Rocket. So this horse has some class, has some nice back races. When trained by Gary Gullow, coming off a bullet work, this horse could pop one. So I do have number three, Don't Get Cozy, as my anchor. But number two does have a shot at the win here as well. Race number eight, we're looking at a 5-furlong turf dash. I'm going to go outside to the number seven horse for my top choice, which is Cristo Sky, Carlos David, Irad Ortiz. This horse won the Claiming Crown Express as a favorite. Did so pretty convincingly. A driving finish. So I think this horse definitely figures to be a huge factor here today. Number five, Fully Loaded, is a horse that will put forth a good effort. Hasn't beat Cristo Sky, but has raced against. Good, solid choice to look underneath, as is number six, Tropic Cat. Tropic Cat for Ralph Nix and Tyler Gaffleone. This horse is another one that puts forth solid efforts. Has been in the money 14 of 26 races. Has the speed to figure. We know Gaffleone, even if he doesn't win the race, always puts his horse in a position to make something happen. Looking to go a little deeper, or don't like the favorite as much as I do, Infinite is an interesting play for Wesley Ward, Johnny Velazquez. Velazquez not having the best of meets, but has been very selective in rides. This horse has some speed. I just don't know that this horse has enough speed. So again, I'm going to have a back-to-back anchors here. Race 8 is also going to be an anchor choice with the 7. So we'll see if we can make that work. It's always nice to have back-to-back anchors. But again, race 7 could be a surprise there from number 2. Race number 9. I'm going to go with my top choice, a horse named Cristal. You may remember this horse from Breeders' Cup before that, the lead up to the Breeders' Cup has had some nice races. It's going to be stepping back down again. Blinkers are coming off. I just think this horse has a lot of talent. Hard to go against this horse, although it's a nice field of horses. I lived too much in the past with this horse and was impressed with some of those previous races. And maybe it's just not as good as I think, but I'm going to go top choice number 8. Number 7, Enjoy It While We Can. Mike Maker and Irad Ortiz. This horse is moving back to turf. Had a really tough race, was eased out last race, so that's a bit of a concern. Number 6, What Does the Shark Say? James Toner and Luis Saez. This horse is coming off of a layoff, not a great angle for Toner, so doesn't get a huge vote of confidence here from me, nor does number 1, She Throws Heat. Shug McGahee and Jose Ortiz, but these are all horses you have to consider. I think if number 8, Cristal, is the horse, I think she will definitely run away with this one, but the others do have a pretty good shot here. So I did not make Cristal an anchor. 10th and final race, 5.5 furlongs on the dirt. My top choice is going to be number 6, Sensimillion, Alfredo Velasquez, and Edgar Zayas. This horse has been in the Superfecta in every race since April, including a couple of wins, places, and shows during that stretch. It's just a solid horse. The speed figures look pretty good compared to the group. Second choice will be a torpedo play, Kimura, Joseph Orsenio, and Paco Lopez. This horse will need to improve speed. Has had some speed in the past that could be competitive here, but will definitely need an improvement to make an impact as a torpedo, as will number 5, Royal Jewel, who is one that, maybe more of a hunch play here for me, with Fernando Abreu and Miguel Vasquez taking the slight drop in class. 4th choice, and maybe more logical than my 2 previous torpedoes, Dienda, Mark Cassie, Luis Saez, second off the layoff. Had a pretty rough outing last out, and that's kind of what, makes me a little hesitant on this horse. But, second off, we could see an improvement there. So, went through that pretty quick. 10 races. Again, I think it could be a chalky day. Yesterday, I think I only had 1 top choice winner and like 4 second choice winners. 5 of 6 in the pick 6, 4 or 5 in the pick 5 was a race I just whiffed on. But hoping to have a little better showing today. And in either case, hope you can catch some winners. So let's have a great day at Gulfstream, and we'll see you next time.